Dear New York City Labor Force, thank you so much for the gift cards and the beautiful books. We sincerely appreciate you guys and love working with you. I'm just going to give you the dates. We had two performances that we actually finalized. Hold on to the dates. One is February 18th, it's a Tuesday, and it will be in the afternoon. Is March 3rd, and that will be in the evening. What's the name just walk?
March 3rd.
We'll give you final information on you.
I've asked before, but please give me names and email addresses of people. We're getting some good responses, but I need your... Don't worry if you think you've given me the names before, because the program eliminates duplicates. So just give me names and email addresses. Please, write them on a piece of paper and give them to me next week, okay? I do a newsletter, an email newsletter. All of you have received it, and many of you have opened it. I know who opens it. Harvey, you've opened it, or your wife has opened it. Somebody. And it's very useful to spread the word of the chorus. I announce all of the concerts, and we get some answers. And we now have a donate button, thanks to Brent Kramer, on the webpage, so people can actually make a donation online. So please give me friends, family, anybody with an email address. If you have the full address, that's fine, but at least the name and the email address. And then we can start. I sent one out this morning. Many of you have opened it. It was from the archives about the time of course. United Nations.
I should get it, but I don't forget it.
Give me your email address again tonight, and I'll make sure. Because sometimes I may make a typo, but nothing bounced back. Nothing bounced back. So all of the emails so far are correct.
Going someplace.
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from New York City Labor Corps. Look in your spam folder.
I better.
Yeah. It's probably in a spam folder. The way to prevent that, put New York City Labor Corps in your address book. And then it'll come through. But give me an email address just to make sure.
Okay.
And I'll check.
San Francisco last weekend. Donna, Susan,
and Lino,
Belma,
Jesse,
and we had a marvelous time. They had their festival every year, and hopefully next year we'll have more people. Eight of us. and we send our little hearts out and we enjoyed the meeting our position and
trying to figure out what songs to sing with basically sopranos and altos in one tenor. So we sang a song that didn't have any parts, If You Want a Better Life. And we worked it out so that we had two people sing each verse so that they sang in unison, but it was two and two and two and two so that the rhythms were easy to follow, because the rhythms are a little odd and syncopated, which is why it's a little bit hard for the whole chorus to do. Anyway, it was beautifully received. One of the things that was very exciting is that there were a lot of choruses there. There were like six other choruses. And they came over to us after we did our performance and gave us their cards, and they wanted to exchange songs with us, including this one woman who does really impressive choral arrangements, very complicated choral arrangements, but you know, we can only simplify them. So we're going to be in touch, and they want us to share music with them, and they're going to share music with us. So it really will expand our. Oh, that's right. Okay, I will do that.
And our healthcare song went over.
Oh yes, they love the healthcare song.
The sensibility was easy. The words
were
just wonderful. Because these are wonderful people to
work
in hospitals and know all.
And also, believe it or not, Sia Hamba. Everybody basically knew Sia Hamba, but they didn't know our verses. So when we sang our verses, they were like, oh, you know, it was like really, it was a nice response there too.
Was this a labor?
Yes. It's a Western labor arts.
I think
Western labor arts, as opposed to the one that's here every year down in Baltimore, Washington, which is called the Great Labor Arts Exchange. But it's the Great Labor Arts Exchange have been doing it for like, I don't know, 28 years. Yeah. And in San Francisco, they've been doing it for like 10 years.
The Western.
Yeah, it's an elf spring.
And they happen to be able to have some nice facilities, the Teamsters and what was the other?
It was the Transit Workers Union, the Plumbers Union, and I forgot, but it's a campus that has the headquarters of three major unions, the plumbers, the transit workers, and what was the machinists. So we had three different locations, and it was just wonderful. Plus, 68 to 70 degrees and sun.
Oh. I also wanted to get the most excited part of it, that they gave the New York City Labor Force a contribution for us for $250.
Our bank account thanks. All right, guys. So I just want to check a couple little things from 7 to 8 that I was